Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, June 5th, 2006. Army arrests 4 residents from Jenin refugee camp and 1 resident from Al-Thariya town near Hebron. Also today, the Israeli army stopped farmers in Tubas from harvesting their crops and arrested 1 resident from Bet Ula village west of Hebron. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army has arrested 4 residents from Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank city of Jenin Monday at dawn. Troops and army vehicles stormed the city and the refugee camp while soldiers threatened residents with guns. The army forced residents out of their homes in order to search them. Those known to be arrested are Wajdi Stiti, 20, and Ali Arawi, 21. All arrestees were taken to unknown locations, eyewitnesses reported. The Israeli army arrested Khalib al-Samamra, 24, after invading the town of Al-Thariya, south of the West Bank city of Hebron, late Sunday evening. Al-Samamra, who works as an officer in the Palestinian Authority Preventative Security Force, was arrested when troops stopped his car, searched it, then took him away to an unknown location. The army gave no reason for the arrest, residents reported. The Israeli army stopped local farmers from the West Bank city of Tubas from harvesting their crops Monday morning. The soldiers stopped farmers on their way to collect their crops in Al-Sukh, east of the city, demanding to see their permits. According to farmers, they have been facing these kinds of hardships and harassments from the army since the start of the harvest season, adding that there have been attacks by soldiers resulting in the destruction of crops and equipment. The Israeli army has arrested 1 resident from the village of Bidia, west of the West Bank city of Salfit, in a pre-dawn invasion to the village Monday. Anwar Balasma, 24, was arrested when troops were conducting searches of homes in the area. The army took him to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. Dai El-Emma was arrested on Monday at dawn when the Israeli army invaded Bet Ula village, west of the West Bank city of Hebron. Soldiers stormed the village, surrounded Al-Emla's home, and searched it before arresting him. They took him to an unknown location. The Israeli army and settlers attacked farmland, burned olive trees, and injured 2 brothers, arresting 1 in the West Bank city of Hebron Monday at dawn. Rami Abu Isefan, 27, and his brother Soliman, 31, were injured when settlers from Kiryat Arba settlement attacked the olive orchards and farmland that belonged to the Palestinian residents of the city. Soldiers and settlers attacked the Isefan family's land and their house, which is close to the settlement. The Israelis injured the 2 brothers, and the army arrested Soliman, the family reported. According to local residents, settlers targeted scores of olive trees while the army not only witnessed the attack, but stopped Palestinian fire brigades from arriving to the land to stop the fire. Meanwhile, another group of settlers attacked residents' homes with stones and empty glass bottles, causing a state of panic among the children and damage to the homes, eyewitnesses reported. Israeli troops closed on Monday the entrances to the West Bank city of Tulkarm and barred the residents from entering or leaving the city. Troops barred the vehicles and the residents from crossing into the city and strip-searched several youth, eyewitnesses reported. Scores of residents were forced to stand under the sun for several hours at those military checkpoints, local sources reported. Monday, Israeli troops invaded the village of Atof, east of the West Bank city of Tubas, and leveled 2 houses. Army jeeps and soldiers stormed the village after sealing its entrances, while military bulldozers leveled the houses of Sakhar Yusuf and Abdul Hamid Yusuf, which were home to 20 residents of Tubas. Local residents report that soldiers are invading the village on a daily basis and firing rounds of live ammunition and sound bombs into their homes, especially during the night. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Seth Porcello and Ghassan Banour.